League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You get that big candy heart, right? You open it up and you look in and it's a variety of chocolates. But are you looking at the map trying to figure out what's what? Are you just shoving them all in your mouth? Are you taking little bites out of the corners? Carly Childhouse is from CandyUSA.com. Is there a way that you're supposed to do this? Because for me, I just bite, and then if I don't like it, I throw it in the garbage, which I feel like might be a sin.
Welcome back, Carly.
So happy to be here. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. You know, there is no wrong way to figure out the kind of chocolate you're eating from that classic Valentine's Day box. But we did ask Americans how they do it. And Anna, you'll be happy to know about 23% of Americans bite the corner to figure out the filling. Mm-hmm. I'm personally among the 45% who look at that map and carefully choose the one that I want, even though they're all good. 22% of people just randomly pick one. And then I was surprised to hear this. 10% of people actually poke the bottom of the piece of chocolate to figure out what the flavor is.
With what?
A pen? Like a needle? Who are these serial killers? That seems wacky.
They didn't get specific with us on exactly how they do it. But yeah, they're poking the bottom to find out.
I dive in. Like, I'm pretty good at recognizing which ones I like. Like, I like the cracker style or the caramel ones or whatever. Like, those are the ones I like. And then, but I'll dive in because, you know, as the box gets, it's like roulette at the end. Like, you know, sooner or later it's coming. The only one I don't want is the cherry-filled one. Once I bite into the cherry-filled one,
it's all over. Yeah, I don't like the strawberry
one
either. The strawberry-filled one, the cherry-filled one, and sometimes when it's got the coconut, it's questionable. It's got to be like a good box of chocolates, not the one that you get for like less than $3.99. Like if it's like $3 of a box,
well, that's all plastic.
You don't want that. You don't want that coconut. One other question we have for you, Carly, is about the conversation hearts. I was looking for them to give to my daughter for preschool because they still hand out Valentines and all that, and I couldn't find them. And our boss says they don't make them anymore. Is that true?
That is not true. I can tell you with certainty that there are conversation hearts. They're on the shelves. I know I've been enjoying them in my own home. People really do love them. As you said, that's an iconic, classic Valentine's Day treat. Some people like those funny sayings or romantic sayings. I'm personally partial to some of the more sarcastic ones.
Right.
But they're out there. And so I hope you're able to find them.
Wait. I like the ones that say you're hot.
So you can buy the ones that you can buy them with sarcastic phrases? Because I always thought like if I saw that, like somebody paid for that, you know, like personalized.
There's a whole mix of kinds of sayings on the different conversation hearts. And this year, some of the conversation hearts are more focused on encouragement. So I think everyone has sort of felt it's been a challenging few years. People are really trying to encourage each other even through their favorite sweet treats.
All right. Yeah. Top three uplifting heart messages right now. Both of you.
Okay.
Go.
Let me think. All right. Tomorrow's another day.
Right. The sun will rise. I like that one. Right.
You can do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Let's see. What is another one?
Don't jump. Carly, go. Come on. What are your top three motivational?
These are some really fun pitches. I think I'm going to leave the pitching to you guys and just pick what they have for me.
Her.
I think it's funny in this day and age to see one that says like fax me. I just think that's a fun phrase that's on there.
It's like
fax
the cards me. Of humanity now on Valentine's Day candy. I love it.
In front of the other. It doesn't fit on us right. Too much.
Hang in there, picture of a kitten on a branch. Help is on the way.
Yeah. Carly is from CandyUSA.com. You can always go check them out. They've got all the information you need on candy. Thanks, Carly. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Surrounded by flames. I'm fine. This is fine. Totally fine here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.